chains on the gates I locked up tight. You're my graveyard girlfriend. You're my graveyard girlfriend. On a blanket for two, there's a full moon shining on me and you. You're my graveyard girlfriend. You're my graveyard girlfriend. Alright,
sitting in the thirsty devil, one sheet hung to the wind, when the back wing doors creaked open and a stranger sauntered in. He moved his head from side to side and glared with a sunken eye. I heard the spin of a rusty spur as he shook off the dreary night. He lowered his hat and checked his gun and headed toward the bar. He walked on up beside me, I knew he'd traveled far. In a voice as thick as mud, he looked at the keep and said, "One shot of whiskey for myself, and one for my new friend." The patrons whispered, whispered hushed and low, they seemed to be afraid. As that ghost had stood right up and walked out of its grave, his face was shallow and dirty, his skin like leather hide. Sure spoke like any man, but something wasn't right. So I twisted on my stool and turned to him and said, "Thanks, sir, but just the same, I'm chasing worms instead." He growled and shoved the drink my way, his eyes as cold as death. I picked the drink, should knock him back. Hell straw against my head.
Wait, six to midnight in the phone, it ends up death. Now you better drink your drink and shut your mouth. If you draw against his head, you can never win.
Go ahead.
Drink with the living dead.
Who the hell do you think you are? My patience growing thin. But swallow hard I had to do when the story he began. His lips curled back and words came forth, starting up the tale. And every face inside that bar, it turned a shade of pale. My name is Stanton Creed, and I died 3 years before. I shot a man to steal his drink, at least that's what they hung me for. Now I'm cursed to walk the earth and challenge every night a man to match me drink for drink. Oh, by the bullet die.
When six to midnight in the phone, it ends up death. Now you better drink your drink and shut your mouth. If you draw against his head, you can never win.
Go ahead.
Drink with the living dead.
No, wait a minute, mister. No one makes me a fool. I put a shot of whiskey back on over towards school. I love a drink like any man, but that's a losing game. To drink or draw against the dead would only be insane. Stanton Creed, he tipped his hat and laughed a wicked laugh. You see, the Lord cursed my soul for killing that poor man. There ain't no choice, so you must try to match me shot for shot. If you win, then you'll go free. And I can find it.
Go ahead.
Voodoo, Schreckensinsel der Zombies.
Thank you. Now, monsters, in a world between the living and the dead, monsters to be pitied, monsters to be despised.
Imagine the hell of lying trapped in your own coffin, your heart beating wildly, every gasping breath using up the valuable oxygen.
I'm your trainer!
You obey me, and you'll be part of the greatest animal menagerie in history. But if you disobey, you will suffer!
Murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers. Medical examination of victims' bodies shows conclusively that the killers are eating the flesh of the people they killed.
To warn you, this place is haunted by a blood banshee, and if you do not leave at once, each of you will die one by one.
Yes, I am here, the demon who possesses your soul. Wait a bit, I am coming for you.
Bullets have failed to stop the beast, but perhaps it can be electrocuted.
I will perfect my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen which will conquer the world.
That several cadavers were so badly torn apart that it will be quite impossible to ascertain exactly how many individuals those pieces belong to.
Thank you.
Right between the curls. National General Pictures presents the Boating Brothers production, Twisted Nerve. Starring Haley Mills as the girl trapped in a web of mayhem and massacre, and Hugh Bennett as the boy who wanted her more than life itself and would kill anyone who came between them. Twisted Nerve in Technicolor. This picture is rated M, suggested for mature audiences.
Cleveland, cha-cha-cha. First the mom, and then the papa. Then we'll get ready to go.
Sexy little girls of the underground, for real. I love my fans, especially the female ones. We call y'all graveyard girls. Ain't down with all that pop culture bullshit. Down for the cause, you know? Graveyard girls got my motherfucking back. And I can spot a graveyard girl right off of the bat. Dark eyeliner, blonde hair dyed all black. Got the eyes of a cat with a smirk to match. And in the cemetery, let me see that ass. I got her grabbing the grass, ripping clumps out the ground. A graveyard girl, know how to get the fuck down. Stole the crown from the prom queen the day I met her. And brought her to me so we could kill her together. And sever the neck and rub blood on her breast. This the type of girl for your homie TFS. And I'm blessed cause these girls just love me. Pale skin, bangs in, grinning, looking so lovely. I watched the ring, and Samara came to play. Now when I see Static, I'm about to get laid. Cause creepy girls, well that's my type. They got me fucking all night by some eerie candlelight. Cause
graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy, they all love blood. They're all sexy and don't take no shit. A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick. Cause graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy. Sexy and don't take no shit. A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick.
Like, can I be honest?
Yeah, baby, what's up?
Like, I'm really scared that you wanna fuck in a graveyard and creeped out. And like, I'm going home.
What the fuck?
Don't call me.
Oh, come on,
ever.
Baby, come
and
back.
She
face pics of blood and guts. She got a love for the occult and devilish sluts. And people think she's nuts by the way that she dressed, but I swear to God I love it and I can't express. Since she wears sexy costumes all year, baby. Quit taking her meds, but I still love her crazy. And it's all gravy. The girl's got my back. Police came to get me and she hit my axe. And she loves her ass slapped and her wrist handcuffed. Every graveyard girl loves it so rough. And I can't get enough, so I keep her by my side until the day she dies and I'ma have a corpse bride.
Graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy, they all love blood. They're all sexy and don't take no shit. A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick. Cause graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy, they all love blood. They're all sexy and don't take no shit. A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick.
Piercings?
Yeah, like your tits or something.
Like, that sounds painful. Like, I have a tattoo.
Word?
It's a little Playboy bunny.
Oh, never mind.
Oh my god, you wanna see it?
No, I don't.
And regular girls, that ain't my fucking type.
Nah.
Cause all they do is bitch about how they wanna fight, but they don't do it.
Nope.
It's because they so useless. A graveyard ghoul will cut your head off, they ruthless.
Yeah.
And no excuses, voodoo dolls in her purse. I never sweat shit, cause I'll never get cursed. And we fucked against a hearse, and she made the dead rise. Swear to god, no lies, right before my eyes. And that's how it goes with an underground chick. And you wanna know why? I love the underground shit. Fuck the mainstream and fuck their fake fans. Fuck the record sales and fuck sound scanning. I could give a damn if Britney Spears is alive. Kill the radio and watch the underground thrive. Besides, preppy bitches is scared of me. I need a real crazy chick. I need a graveyard freak.
Graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy, they all love blood. They're all sexy and don't take no shit. A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick. Cause graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy, they all love blood. They're all sexy and don't take no shit. A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick. Graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy, they all love blood. They're all sexy and don't take no shit. A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick. Cause graveyard girls, they are my love. They act crazy, they all love blood. Sexy and don't take no shit.
Nah.
A graveyard chick, man, that's my pick.
Who the fuck is you? Halloween, anyhow.
With my name, you shall be Blackula.
We'll be right back.
children had a party. It was Orville's coming out party.
Al, you're not going to take that dead body back to the cottage.
Oh, but I am. Party time. Oh, yes. The children had such a wonderful time. They laughed and laughed and laughed. That is, until Orville's friends dropped in. Then they screamed and screamed and screamed. It's too bad nobody ever told them. Children shouldn't play with dead things.
Inside.
How would you feel if somebody with a crazy helmet with pipes sticking out of it came
it's
at you in the
began
dark?
Not too long ago.
And look, I know this sounds crazy, but there wasn't any head in that helmet.
No head. No head at all.
It's the truth.
I think you need some coffee.
Frankenstein, maker of monsters, creates the most monstrous nightmare of all. Only the most insane mind could give birth to it. Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. From Paramount Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
I never wake up early in the morning. Don't get home till late at night. Don't believe in overworking. And I never treat a woman right. Cause I'm a man. Cause I'm a man. I like to be the center of attraction. Let the people know just who I am. Like my movie shows with lots of action. Take my fear straight from the can. Cause I'm a man. Cause I'm a man. I'm not the type for settling down or raising a family. Just give me a room with music and dice. That's the place for me. I never like to lose a nickel, although I am a gambling fan. of cigarettes until my throat is raw. Don't believe in living to a plan, 'cause I'm the man. Type for settling down or raising a family. Just give me a room with music and dice. That's the place for me. I never like to lose a nickel, although I am a gambling fan. Smoke the cigarettes until my throat is raw. Don't believe in living to a plan, 'cause I'm a man. 'Cause I'm a man. 'Cause I'm a man. 'Cause I'm a man.
No matter which way you And in this inn he killed his guests, E-I-E-I-O, with a chop-chop here and a grind-grind there. Here a chop, there a chop, everywhere a chop-chop. Now his guests are sausage links, E-I-E-I-O. Motel Hell. You might just die laughing. From United Artists, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Special touch. To the gentlemen, I'm misfortune. To the ladies, I'm surprise. But call me by any name. Anyway, it's all the same. I'm the fly in your suit. I'm the pedal in your shoe. I'm the key beneath your bed. I'm the bump on every head. I'm the heel on which you slip. I'm the pin in every head. Side makes you wriggle and writhe, and it's so easy when you're evil. This is the life you see. The devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need. Sad, while there's candy to be had, while there's pockets left to pick, while there's grannies left to drip down the stairs, I'll be there. I'll be waiting round the corner. It's a game, I'm glad I'm in it, cause there's one born every minute. And it's so easy when you're evil. This is the life you see. The devil tips his hat to me. I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need. I pledge my allegiance to all things dark and I promise on my damned soul to do as I am told. Lord Beelzebub has never seen a soldier
Hot 10. patente. Some people call it wood, some the chopper, others call it the whopper, but in my opinion, it's the cutting blade. Prince Buster say, Rough Rider, Rough Rider, Laurel Aiken from Brixton, hot fire. Call it Ben Woodick, but I King Horror, King Horror, the creator of Frankenstein and Dracula, call it the cutting blade. So now is the hour. Is it sweet or sour? You can even say it's black power, but King Horror says cutting blade. Cutting blade would clean up your backyard, because it's long and hard, it's rough and tough and it's good enough. The cutting blade, the cutting blade, the cutting blade, the cutting blade. The cutting blade would clean up your backyard, because it's long and hard, it's rough and tough and it's good enough. The cutting blade, the cutting blade, the cutting blade, the cutting
given beauty and joy to the world. But once, a famous opera singer became deformed and horribly scarred after he was burned in a fire on stage. He fled the civilized society of the music he loved and hid in the remote darkness of the Paris Opera House. This misshapen being became known as the Phantom of the Opera.
I'll always have your beauty for my own!